It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again as we study the book of Ruth together. Now, if you'll remember, the last time we were looking at Ruth chapter 2, and we left off in verse 21. Well, we read that the last time, but I'd like to read verses 21 through 23 again. And we've noticed in this chapter that Ruth found grace, and she also found favor, and she found kindness. Well, who showed her grace, favor, and kindness? Well, it was none other than Boaz. As we've also seen that there's no accidents with God, that God helps us along, even before we trust Jesus as our Savior. He takes care of us because, as I said in our last study, God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's long-suffering toward us. In other words, He waits and he talks and he wants us to receive Jesus as our Savior. He shows us things, and if we will simply listen, we too would find that God's grace, favor, and kindness is so great as Ruth did. Ruth found this out. There's no other God. He is the only one who can save us and see that we go to heaven. In Ruth chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, let's read that again. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, and she's speaking of Boaz here, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And, you know, Ruth is explaining this to Naomi now. She's letting her know what's happening. And then in verse 23, Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. We see here that Ruth was in the absolute right place. There was no doubt about it. And the right place is where Boaz could provide protection as well as sustenance for this woman and her mother-in-law. And we see that in verse 21. He said, Keep fast by my young men. Well, now, the Bible talks about God taking care of us, and all through the Word of God, but in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 2, it says, And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. You might be wondering why I would bring this up when we're studying Ruth. Well, that tells me that I need to stay close to the rock. I need to stay close to the Lord. He is the rock. He is my fortress, and He is my deliverer. He's the one who protects me. He's the one who's going to take care of me. For this reason, I've already talked about it. I've already said this. He actually is long-suffering toward us. He takes care of us before we get saved. But there comes a time He says, I can't do it anymore. You just won't pay attention. In other words, there comes a time when God says, okay, you won't get saved. There's nothing else I can do for you. Well, after we get saved, He protects us. He provides for us. He is our fortress and our deliverer in time of need. Psalm chapter 18 and verse 2, where it says, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler. In other words, He's a shield. And it goes on to say, And the horn of my salvation and my high tower. There's no other salvation apart from Jesus Christ. There's no other salvation apart from my Lord. And as we think of this, we need to stay as close as we can to the Lord once we get saved. Live for Him. Do as He would have us to do. Work for Him and just stay in His Word. You work for Him not to be saved, but because you are saved. Well, Naomi told Ruth to do as Boaz had instructed her. And she said, Go out with his maidens. And verse 22 talks about that. Now, as we go back to verse 8, and when you look at this, you'll see something about that. In other words, follow the instructions of Boaz. listen to him. And it says, "Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens." Well, he was instructing her. He was giving her advice. He said, "Look, stay here and I'll take care of you." And that's what he's saying. And through her faithfulness of following directions, Ruth was able to glean until the end of harvest. This, of course, is according to verse 23. It says there, "So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and of wheat harvest." Ruth had found grace in the sight of Boaz, but never forsook her mother-in-law. She looked to Boaz for sustenance and to take care of her, but she never forsook, she never forgot her mother-in-law. In Ruth chapter 2, there are certain doctrines that we can look at. And at first I see providence. Ruth chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. It says, "And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field, and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I have found favor." And she's saying, in other words, she didn't know whose field she was going to end up in, but she didn't know the man who owned the field. She didn't know Boaz at the time, but she said, now in essence, she said, "I'm going to trust the Lord here. I'm going to go into the field, and I'm going to find the person that I shall find grace in his sight." Well, in other words, I'm looking for the person who's going to help me. Well, she said unto, we go on and we keep reading here, and she said unto her, "Go, my daughter." This, of course, is Naomi. And she said, "Go ahead now and go where the Lord leads." In other words, she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, verse 3, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. Now, the word hap here, we would say, well, it just happened. That's what happened. God was in charge, and God was leading this young girl. It wasn't just an accident. He was directing her paths. And once again, the Bible tells us that if we're following the Lord, He will lead us and He will guide us. We're not to listen to someone who tries to get us off the path, who tries to lead us astray, but we're to listen to the Lord. Listen to His voice. His voice can be heard in the Word of God. It's also that still small voice that we hear as we go to the Lord in prayer, and we pray and we have that quiet time with Him. Well, I'm not telling you that He's going to hit you over the head and say, "Listen to me." I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you're going to hear an audible voice. I'm saying that still small voice that comes from, in other words, the peace that passes all understanding, that a safe person has, that the Lord can speak directly to the heart. He speaks through His Word. And then as we're in prayer, we're speaking to Him, and He gives us the peace. He leads and guides us as the heart leads us by Him leading the heart. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, it says this, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." That doesn't mean that He forces us to do something. Now, the word predestinated in that verse does not mean He forces us to do something, but it says that we have been predestinated to an inheritance. See, we have an inheritance once we have trusted Jesus as our Savior. And I want to read that verse again, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. It says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." You see, all through the Word of God, we see that God is in charge. Job chapter 12, verse 23 talks about that. It says there, "He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and straighteneth them again." He's in control. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 52, it says, "He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree." Then we understand that it's hard to understand sometimes how that somebody who seemingly doesn't know a whole lot of, they really don't know a lot, and all of a sudden, they're exalted. I'm thinking especially of those people who, once again, have trusted the Lord, and they're doing what He wants them to do. And it seems we look back and we say, well, I wonder, what happened to that person? How did that person get ahead? Well, that person is trusting in the Lord, and He's leading and guiding them. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 30 says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Well, I may not have very much hair left on my head, but I know that God knows how many hairs I have left. If He knows that, He knows what I need, and He's able to supply what I need. In Psalm chapter 121 and verse 3, it says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. See, God's in charge, and it's God's providence that leads us and guides us on. And we need to realize that and realize that He is in charge. And we shouldn't go about wringing our hands and going, oh God, how am I going to make it? We need to trust in the Lord and say, I know how I'm going to make it. It's through Jesus Christ. It's through our Lord and Savior that we make it. Well, notice once again here, if you would, notice rewards. In verses 8 and 9 of Ruth chapter 2 and verses 15 and 16, it talks about the rewards. If we look in verse 16 of Ruth chapter 2, he tells his workers, this is Boaz speaking to the workers now, he says, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. Well, once again, this is Boaz talking to the workers, and what he's saying here is, let Ruth have something extra. Let these things fall purposely, the good things, that she may glean them and rebuke her not. You see, a gleaner in that day and time would go, and if I could use the word dregs, they were to go through and get the leftovers, the dregs, after the harvesters had gone through and gotten the good things. These workers were to leave certain parts of it and for the gleaners to go through. But now Boaz told his workers, go ahead and drop some of the good stuff. Let some of the good stuff stay, and let Ruth have these things. See, this is reward. He was rewarding her here. And then, once again, in verse 10, we see the grace that took place for Ruth. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Romans chapter 2 and verse 11. For there is no respect of persons with God. See, God has grace. He has grace for everybody. He wants everybody to go to heaven. And He does not respect one person over another. He does not want it known or seen that He has respect for anyone, for the saved person or the unsaved. He wants first of all, you to be saved if you've never trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. And you can find grace in the sight of God today by receiving His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. Ruth chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. It says, so she gleaned in the field until even and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an epheth of barley. And she kept going. She didn't quit. She let the Lord lead her along. She let Boaz take care of her. God wants to take care of you today. If you've never been saved, let Him save you. Ask Him to come into your heart. And saved person, trust in Him. He saved you, and you're on your way to heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.